I'm Alan.
And I'm Sean. And together we host the Prancing Pony Podcast.
Every week I explore Middle Earth with Sean or with other co-hosts lately with in-depth analysis and plenty of nerd humor.
From The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings and more, it's a great way for first-timers to experience J.R.R. Tolkien's captivating world.
And for longtime fans, it's a deep dive into their favorite stories.
So if you're ready to take the next step into the most beloved world in fantasy literature
and become a part of a vibrant, active community of listeners,
then look for the Prancing Pony Podcast wherever you listen.
Hail, friends and fiends. You're just in time for the unholy hour at the Stinky Dragon. All our impish pale ales are half price. That's IPAs for you well-refined folks. Last time, our adventurers continued their puzzling quest to find Mayor Prattle and Dr. Oh, jeez. Gotta get that checked out. Anyway, they brewed coffee, met baffling automatons, and battled a ravenous bear. Now that they've entered, one last door to find a creepy lab filled with machinations, a pair of prisoners on a conveyor belt, and a sinister laugh. What could go wrong? Grab yourself an ale, and let's resume our tale. Cyborg, Mud, Bart, Gum-Gum, but Gum-Gum is acting first since he said that he was going to sprint at them. Unfortunately, the conveyor belt does start moving before you're able to get there. It is moving pretty quickly. So you are in the process of running forward to get closer. Everyone else is still by the door.
Can I jump onto this conveyor belt?
It was too far for you to make that in one go. Cyborg, what do you want to do?
Looking at my equipment, seeing if I have a potion.
I'll tell you what, everyone actually, real fast, just everyone roll me a d20.
That's an 18 from Mud.
It's a 9 for your mystery roll.
We got a nice 2 for Bart.
18 from Gum Gum.
Mud, you think you see someone camouflaged. Like you see someone hiding at the far end of the room, at the other wall, at the far end of the conveyor belt.
How far away?
Opposite side of the room, say about 60 feet away, maybe. Their hand is on a lever as if they've just pulled it down.
Mud casts a...
Wait, not your turn.
No, not my turn. Mud notices something and does nothing.
I turn to the group and I say, guys, there's something out there waiting for us, and it ain't no man. We're all gonna die. I'm quoting Predator.
You didn't see it.
I don't know. I chased after the Gum-Gum.
Okay,
so you're also chasing after heading, running towards the conveyor belt.
And I get my longbow at the ready.
Mud.
Okay, so yeah, I have that range. Since Mud sees what he assumes has to be just a naughty member of the room doing bad things with a conveyor belt lever, he casts Ice Knife and throws a shard of ice across the room at that, aims for like where the creature is like holding onto the lever.
There you go.
Oh, you're gonna Starship Troopers it?
Nice.
Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah,
nobody?
No, for sure.
I've never seen Starship Troopers.
No, it's when Clancy Brown throws a knife at Jake Busey's hand.
Yeah, he's like, how are you gonna launch a nuke when you don't have a hand?
Yep, it's pretty sweet.
They don't have that movie in the Furball lands.
All right, so you conjure up a sharp shard of ice and fling it at the creature that you perceive to be across the room.
Yeah. On a hit, they take 1d10 piercing damage, and then whether or not hit or miss, there's a 5-foot radius where they have to do a dex save for cold damage.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll your ranged spell attack.
That's an 18 plus 6, so that's a 24. It's a pretty good roll.
That's pretty good. That actually does hit. Your ice knife flies true, doing 1d10 damage.
6.
It hits true, doing 6 points of damage, and then explodes into shards of ice, doing another 2d6 cold damage. Once you roll that extra cold damage?
That's 5.
Ew, so you've done a total of 11 points of damage. That's really good, Mud.
Thank you.
Are you going to move or are you just still stay by the door there?
No, I'm good. I'm staying here.
Okay. So is the conveyor belt still going?
Yes, it's going pretty speedily. What do you want to do about that, Mark?
How far away am I from the lever?
Yeah, I mean, you're the opposite side of the room, about 60 feet, but you didn't perceive it.
Oh, then can I tell my friend? They saw me throw the knife.
Yes, but they don't know necessarily there's a lever. They may know that there's someone there.
Oh, okay.
What's that idiot throwing stuff for?
there's some dingbat across the room, and he just pulled the lever. Oh. I hit him with ice.
There you go.
All right. How far could I move?
Your walking speed is 25.
Damn it.
Even if you double moved, you'd be short 10 feet.
Because I really want to cast Mage Hand, but that has to be within 30 feet of the thing I want to send it to. Mm. So I'd be 5 feet short if I move 25.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm still going to move close. I'll move 25 feet closer.
Okay. All right, Gum Gum. You're close to the conveyor belt. You could probably get on it this turn if you wanted to. What do you want to do, though?
Yeah, where am I in relation to where that ice thing just went off?
You're probably, like, let's say halfway through the room. So let's say it's another 30 feet to get to that far wall.
And where's the conveyor? You know, I don't know where the conveyor belt is going or, like, where.
No, this is a room filled with all kinds of tools and stuff. There's, all you know, chains and all kinds of things hanging all around the conveyor belt, but you can't really tell where it's going. Oh, the ultimate dilemma. Do you go after the bad person or do you try to help the people who are on the conveyor belt?
I don't know if Gum Gum even saw the other stuff. I think he's kind of focused, so I think he'd just jump on the conveyor belt and sprint after them.
Okay. We'll say that you catch up to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's two people who are separately bound in metal chains. They have bags over their heads, so you can't quite tell who it is. You think one of them's human, and the other one looks like he might be a kobold or mate of some kind.
Can I just throw them off?
They're chained down to the conveyor belt.
Okay.
You could try to break the chains if you want.
Yeah, I think I would.
I'll say you really only have the ability to try one. Would you want to try to free the human or the kobold?
Well, which one's closer?
They're both side by side. They're both right in front of you.
Isn't dude the wind blow? Watch the sunrise.
Kobold's like a hyena type creature?
It's almost like a little goblin.
Where'd you get hyena from?
I don't know. Did they say anything?
Hello. One of them's not speaking. You think you hear the kobold slurring under his breath.
I think I'd do the slurring one then.
The kobold? All right. Go ahead and make a strength check to see if you can break the metal chains.
Oh, no. 9.
All right. With your bare hands, you go at the chains, try to free the prisoner, but you're unsuccessful. They're still, he's still bound there.
Oh, we're sleeping. Yeah, no.
Can't quite make out what he's slurring.
Can I take the hood off?
Sure. You don't recognize him. It's definitely a kobold. You can verify now. And he's looking at you, and you think he may be drugged or drunk or something.
Nice.
Can't quite seem to focus and can't quite seem to keep his head up.
Lit.
You guys party hard last night?
Too loud. No, 5 more minutes.
Wake up.
Wake up.
At this point, 2 automated crossbows that are hanging from the ceiling above that are pointed at the conveyor belt activate and they fire.
Oh.
There's 2 bolts that fire, seemingly one at each prisoner that is chained up. I'm going to make my first roll here.
That is alarming.
That is a good roll for me, a bad roll for you. The second one here, that is also a good roll for me. I rolled 2 20s in a row.
Wow.
For each of them.
Calling hacks.
We're all going to die.
Okay, so these 2 bolts fire down and each of them hit the prisoners who are tied up. And you hear them both grunt in pain.
Oh, no.
Then that means it is now Kyborg's turn.
All right. How's that dude looking? The one that old Mud pointed out and threw ice knives at?
You didn't see them, so you don't know.
Mud called him out, right?
Right, but he's still camouflaged.
Do I know generally where he is? Could I?
You can see the lever, so you know more or less where he is, but you cannot make it out.
So if I were to shoot my bow and arrow at the lever in that general area, how are we feeling about that?
I'd say you could try it. You're going to be at disadvantage, though.
I'll take it. I shoot my longbow at the lever.
At the lever.
Yeah. 27.
That's damn. Excellent. But you're at disadvantage, so you got to roll again.
Yeah.
15.
It's a hit. It's a hit. Say it.
No.
It's a hit. Come on.
You fail to connect. You're not quite sure what's going on. You fire your arrow. Can't quite tell what happened.
Are you still running?
But you're pretty sure you missed. Yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to move?
Damn.
Well, I was running towards the conveyor belt, but now that I saw those crossbows, I'm kind of, really reconsidering that.
Oh, yeah. How much health do you have?
roll me a d20, Kyborg.
16.
You're looking at the conveyor belt. You know, you looked up at the crossbows where they were, and you look a little further down the conveyor belt, and a little further down in the direction they're going, you notice a ring coated in oil with a small pilot light nearby.
That's probably some sort of flame thing. That's not great. I guess I already shot my shot. Gum Gum's on the conveyor belt, right?
Yes, Gum Gum is at the restrained people.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hop on. I'm gonna go to see if I can help Gum Gum.
All right, Mud.
Yeah, I guess I should have just started running towards it, walking towards it as well. What can I see of that dude now? The dude that I shot at.
It's hard to make out. This person, you can tell that there is someone there, but they're camouflaged. Mm. They're trying to hide themselves. So you can't quite see really anything other than their outline.
Okay. Is Bart still next to me?
No, Bart started moving up closer towards the person. Bart is currently 35 feet away.
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to move all the way up. I got a 30-foot walking speed, so I should be able to get right up to Bart, right?
Yes.
Okay, I get up to Bart, and I cast Guidance. Which is a cantrip that I touch Bart and give Bart a bonus d4 on their next ability check.
Oh.
Nice.
Just to, give them a little and canonically, as before, this is a slap on the butt every time I do this.
Nice little pat on the butt.
And just for a reminder, you can roll that d4 before or after you make your ability check. So it's totally up to you when to use it.
That's great.
And does it have to be on my next turn?
To one ability check of its choice.
Okay.
Up to 1 minute from now.
I'm concentrating for a minute.
Okay.
I've joined the party up a little bit, and I've slapped my good little Bart on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Normally, right now, it would be Bart's turn. But Bart, I want you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
All right. 11.
Okay. You feel like some kind of magic coursing over you, through you. You're not quite sure what it was, but you're able to shake it off.
Okay. I'm able to shake it off. Weird.
Yeah. So it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to move, let's say, 10 feet closer to the guy holding the lever.
So you are a total of 25 feet away from them now?
Yes. And that guy, the guy holding it, is still coherent and, like, cool.
You can't
right?
see. Because he's camouflaged.
You're not sure. Yeah, you have not been able to discern them. I'll tell you what, you can make a perception check if you want right now to see if you see.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make a perception check. All right, 21.
Okay, yeah, you can see the outline. You are aware of where they are now because you've gotten closer and you've been kind of studying.
I'm going to do my mage hand, and I'm going to send my mage hand to try to flip the switch.
Pull the lever.
Ooh. So you conjure your mage hand and have it flip the lever back up. When that happens, the conveyor belt comes to an immediate stop.
Yay.
Kyborg and Gum Gum make a dexterity check.
Bom, 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 bom.
Also, while the hand is holding the lever, it puts up a middle finger as well.
13.
23. Air Jordan, baby. Yeah.
You both, jerk around. You almost lose your footing, but you both manage to stay on your feet as the conveyor belt comes to an immediate grinding halt. I guess for Bart and Mud, you see the camouflaged creature look down at the lever and then start struggling with it, forcing it, pushing it down again, and the conveyor belt starts back up.
Dang it.
Kyborg and Gum Gum, go ahead and roll another dexterity check.
Son of a bitch. 16.
10.
10. Okay, yeah, you Gum Gum, you get real close to falling down, but you both manage to keep your feet as a conveyor belt once again starts moving.
I don't like that guy back there.
Can y'all take the people off the conveyor belt?
Gum Gum tried his last turn. He wasn't able to get the chains free. What do you want to do this time, Gum Gum?
Do I see any way to remove the chains other than breaking them?
Mm-mm. You don't. You can't see any other way to do it.
Should have listened to more Fleetwood.
I guess I'll take the hood off of the other one and try that one.
It's Mayor Prattle.
Hey.
Hello.
He's unconscious. He doesn't see you, but he does have an arrow sticking out of his shoulder now. And you said you're going to try to free him?
Yeah, I'm trying to free him.
Okay, go ahead and make a strength check.
All right.
Oh, my God. 9.
Is that what you rolled last
time? Yeah, it is.
Gum-Gum, you really try. Chains are your kryptonite for some reason. You're not able to undo them. And Mayor Prattle remains bound in his unconscious.
Good job.
Gum-Gum thinks that the chains are just like shoe laces, so he just tries to untie them.
He's pointing his stick at them.
Metal straps.
At this point, the conveyor belt has reached that metal ring that Kyborg noticed earlier. Uh-oh. And the 10-foot ring erupts into flame. All creatures within 5 feet of the ring need to make a dexterity saving throw. So that includes Kyborg and Gum-Gum.
Oh
no.
Gum-Gum just got a 5.
Oh, no.
Oh, Gum-Gum bad.
20.
Oh, Kyborg good. Is it still one of those half damage things?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say.
Hey, Kyborg, what's your health at right now?
Half full.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I just gave you 7 back.
He's small.
Half full.
We're all small.
So the flame erupts, charring Gum-Gum, Mayor Prattle, and the Kobold for 4 points of damage. Kyborg manages to dive out of the way, only taking 2 points of damage.
Half empty.
These poor guys have arrows in them and have been burned.
They're like little shish kebabs.
I'm casting a magic hand on the
We're just
switch.
Interns, y'all. We're just interns.
The Kobold at this point screams in pain. He looks around confused. It seems like maybe the fire's woken him up a bit. He looks over at Gum-Gum and says,
why can't I move?
And he starts writhing in the chains, trying to get free.
Get these chains off of me.
I am.
He's trying his best.
He says,
why are we moving? Pull the lever.
Kyborg.
And I have not perceived the creature yet.
You can make a perception check.
All right. Is this going to count towards my action, though?
No.
Okay. Here we go. Boom.
Come on. I believe in you.
12.
I don't believe in you.
Nope. You know that there's something out there, but you can't quite make it out.
Okay. And when I perceived, did I see any other upcoming threats? More stupid devices?
Make another perception check for that.
Go for the lever. 18.
Coming up on the conveyor belt, you notice axes hanging on the walls, and they seem to be sparkling with electricity, and there's a hamster spinning in a wheel nearby with electrical cables being run from it to the axes.
I'm going to shoot the hamster with my longbow.
I mean, that's an option.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead and make an attack roll on the hamster.
Got to thread this needle, boys. No. Here we go.
Bart covers his eyes. He can't watch.
Gus, as a DM, have you ever said make an attack roll on the hamster?
28!
Never said that before. Is that a nat 20?
That was a nat 20 plus
That's
8.
That's a nat 20.
No.
Really screw this hamster up.
Why is your best roll against a tiny electrical rodent?
A Kyborg sized it up and manages to put his arrow right between the tiny little innocent eyes of the hamster, pinning
rolling
it to the wall.
Rolling for damage. It's a 7.
Yeah, the hamster is pinned to the wall. The wheel stops spinning.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I'm so sorry, hamster.
Could Bart go over to the hamster and say a little eulogy for him?
If you want, when it's your turn.
Okay.
If people ever get to the point where they feel inspired to create fan art based off of our adventures, I very much want to see someone make this moment.
Poor little hamster.
Poor innocent hamster just running freely, living its life, running on a wheel for exercise, trying to keep its heart healthy.
That was the most evil hamster I've ever seen in my
Kyborg,
life.
Kyborg used longbow. It was super effective.
Yeah.
Mud.
While I think this is funny, Mud being a creature of the woods and everything is just horrified at this image that he just saw happen.
You can heal it later.
But Mud, since Mud can see this this bad figure, continues to approach them. Can I get to them?
Yes, you would be able to in this round.
All right, I get to the figure. And Mud goes two-handed and swings his great club at this mofo.
Ooh, it seems to be some kind of mechanical being. You're not quite sure what it is. Roll your attack.
Okay. Oh, that's not good. That's 11.
Yeah, you fail to connect. It deftly steps out of the way.
But that means that it lets go of the lever, right?
Keeping its arm on the lever.
Oh, that's...
It seems to be very agile.
Oh, okay.
It seems to have a wand in its other hand, and it points it at you.
Right.
And it does...
This might end badly for Mud.
Ooh, that's an excellent roll for me. That's not good for you.
16 against my 15.
Yeah, so it definitely hits. You feel some kind of magic hitting you, like paining you from the inside. You feel like your insides are rotting. And you take 7 points of damage.
Yowza! Mud is teetering.
Bart.
Gosh.
Still got that guidance.
I still have that guidance. It's true. I just don't have a lot of like attacks I could do.
Unless my concentration has ended because I swung my
club. No, no. Making a melee attack is fine.
No. Could I cast Charm Person on the dude holding the lever? He's a humanoid, I imagine, but or could I not tell?
Yes, you can cast it.
All right. I attempt to charm a humanoid. It must make a wisdom saving throw and does so with advantage if you or your companions are fighting it. But I guess we're not fighting it?
Yeah, you go ahead and conjure your magics and you cast Charm Person on it.
Okay.
You're not quite sure if it's stuck. You'll find out soon, though.
Okay. It might be because it's mechanical, right? I should have called that out.
That's what I was wondering, and that's what I was waiting on. on guidance from on the back.
And now Bart's out of spells. I'm a first level.
Mud's not the most communicative big boy.
How far is the hamster away from?
It's way the other opposite end of the room.
Oh damn it! Okay.
Gum Gum.
I guess Gum Gum is gonna give it the old Gum Gum try.
who are you gonna try to free?
This time I'm trying to free the cobalt.
Okay.
I'm going back and forth.
He's panicking.
he grunts. Oh my god. I got a 7.
Oh my god.
I'm rolling. I have +5 on my strength. This is the worst throws.
Yeah.
Some next arrow's coming for you.
At this point, 2 battle axes now swing across the conveyor belt.
That's right. They're just not electrified. They're still axes.
Oh, no.
You'd think they would have been electrified, but instead they're just axes that swing across the room.
We did it, everybody. They're just axes now.
See. Well, I mean, you don't take you don't take any electricity damage. You all just take some.
Can I swing my axe at the rope? Swing at the axes?
Well, it's not your turn. That would be like some kind of reaction. Like if you had delayed your turn, you could maybe have tried to do something like that. But it's like you can't make an attack that's not on your turn.
Okay, yeah.
Is it my turn? Could I do
it? No, it's the trap's turn.
Damn.
That's why they're swinging now. I guess you two make dexterity saving throws.
It's a 13.
12.
All right.
Ooh, 13 is what you needed.
Yeah. Dang it.
Kyborg, you deftly slide out of the way of the axes that are the non-electrical axes that swing by.
So athletic.
Gum Gum, however, you take 2 points of damage.
Those are tiny axes.
We're not doing well. Just going to point that out.
I know.
The axes...
we're not very strong.
However, seem to... create a weak point in the chains, and they allow the cobalt to kind of shimmy free, and he gets to work freeing Mayor Prattle from his chains.
That is charitable of you, Gus. Thank you.
The cobalt again tells you,
pull that lever.
I'm trying, mate. As this stupid thing is dodging my club.
I'm looking for hamsters.
focus on this dude that I'm swinging that you can't see.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, Kyborg, it is your turn.
All right, I'm going to try. I haven't seen this guy yet. I'm looking for the predator once again. I use perception.
Mm-hmm.
Mother of God, it's an 11.
Well, you know more or less where they are. They keep holding the lever down.
That I'm aiming at the lever with my lungs. What?
He should be covered in a little bit of ice, I think, at this point, because of my ice knife. I should have called that.
I see the glint of ice, and I aim exactly glint of ice for that on ice.
They were such small shards, they melted immediately.
I don't know about that. I think I've got pretty good eyes. I mean, I am.
You rolled an 11. Rough. It's not that good.
They're pretty good. I shoot at the lever.
All right, at disadvantage, go ahead and make an attack.
We're fighting the lever.
24.
Ooh.
Ooh.
24.
19.
Oh, that you do connect with your enemy. Go ahead and roll some damage.
11.
Ooh, Bart and Mud can tell that it has hit the creature holding the lever. Kyborg's not quite sure.
There should be an arrow stuck in something at this point they should be able to see.
Oh, that's a good point.
Aim for the arrow.
Mud, it's your turn. You can see anyway, so it's no help to you.
I'm grabbing this lever.
Oh, nice. So you run up and you're struggling with the lever?
Yeah, I'm a big enough boy. I should be able to do a little bit of that. Can I guidance myself? It says you touch one willing creature.
Yes, you can.
I'm a willing creature. Oh. So I give myself a little butt slap.
Nice.
Cast guidance. And I pull this lever with all of my furball strength.
Yeah, go ahead and make me a strength check.
Can do. That's a 11. And then I'm going to add, And then I'm going to add a d4. I add a 4, so that's 15.
All right. The other creature holding the lever tries to push back against you. Oh, but they roll a 5. So you win. You're able to keep the lever in the off position, but they're struggling against you, trying to flip it back on.
All right, this is where I live now.
The conveyor belt stops. Kyborg and Gum Gum, make dexterity checks.
6.
5.
Kyborg and Gum Gum, you both fall flat onto your face under the conveyor belt. Kyborg, you fall onto Mayor Prattle, who's still restrained, trying to be free.
This poor guy.
But who is also still unconscious.
Thanks for breaking my fall, bro.
Shot with an arrow, burned, people falling on him.
I'm worthless.
We know, Gum Gum. We know.
You are also in the prone position when you fall like that.
Ass in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, everybody.
That's the way we like to adventure.
Face down, ass up.
Barton, what do you want to do?
That's the way we like to play D&D. So right now, Mud is struggling to keep it down, or
off.
Keep it up,
off.
Keep it down.
Mud is... Yeah.
Struggling to keep it up, huh?
Mud's struggling to keep it up.
Got a medicine for that.
Yeah.
Did my charm person not work then on
You do not
creature?
Believe so. I'll tell you what, roll an arcana roll for me.
Okay.
As a robot, I'm fighting a robot.
16.
Yeah, you think that this might not be like a humanoid after all.
Okay, got it.
And then, yeah, you hear Mud yelling, it's a robot.
It's a robot. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the creature seems, at this point, pretty distracted by Mud and the lever.
Okay. I don't think I'm in range to go help Gum Gum and Kyborg.
No, you wouldn't be able to get there this turn. It would be next.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go up to where Mud and this robot thing are struggling to try to help out. And I guess I'll try to use my longsword on this robot.
Oh, look at you. I think it's your first melee attack from Bart.
It is, yeah.
Go ahead and make an attack.
All right, I got a 21.
21. Nice. Roll some damage.
The bard with a sword.
And rolled a 10 for damage. Bart is going to be two-handing his longsword, and he's going to take this guy down from the air.
Nice.
Bart leaps through the air, throwing the full weight of his halfling body into his longsword and plunges his blade deep into the heart of the metallic creature. Viscous oil spews out of its chest as it bellows in agony.
What? The halfling? No! How can this be? How did you defeat the great
This happened to me.
Bart holds his long sword up with both hands and goes, "Yeah, I did it! I hit him!"
Roll for high fives.
Oh, yeah. Everyone roll for high fives.
No, just me and Bart.
Oh.
Just me and Bart. This is our time. That's a 19.
Here we go. Oh, nine.
Damn, we are going to get this eventually.
I'm still holding my sword in both hands, so I miss.
We're going to get this.
I think the height difference really messes with you guys and makes this more difficult.
That's okay.
The kobold manages to free Mayor Prattle. And he starts crawling down the conveyor belt. It seems like he can't use his legs, but he's pulling himself along on his hands and his elbows, trying to reach the end of the conveyor belt. And he says,
"Salutations and friends. Looks like you passed the test. I am Dr. Acutarius H. Emotrusion. Just call me Doctor."
Okay. Wait, wasn't that one of the Infinites?
Oh, I know the Infinites. I've spent so many days and months and years, but I don't know where they... What was I saying?
Yeah, mate, you almost killed Kyborg.
Yeah. I say,
But did you... The mayor...
The mayor?
Is he dead?
Oh, the mayor!
Dr. crawls over to the mayor and starts shaking him violently. The mayor stirs, coughing and sputtering. He manages to open his eyes and says,
"Thank you for that, doctor." Kyborg goes up to and he says, "Was that a real hamster? Tell me that was a robot hamster. Did I just kill a hamster for a test?"
Oh, no. Spocky's dead.
Oh, God.
Oh God.
Could Gum Gum just try and want to let the mayor out just to see if he can do it?
Dr. Has actually freed him at this point.
Oh.
But you could help him down off the conveyor belt if you want.
Yeah, I'll do that.
He drops him. Make him roll for it.
Yeah, no, but I'll tell you what. Independent of that, roll me an insight check.
14.
As you bend down to help Mayor Prattle off of the conveyor belt, you get a whiff of Dr. Um's breath, and it reeks of booze. You think that he may have been really drinking.
Yikes.
Sweet.
Drinking is bad.
You shouldn't drink. It's bad.
Who said anything about drinking? I'm not drunk. You're drunk.
Yep. Mud slaps him.
He looks shocked.
Oh, what was that for?
What was that for?
you almost killed us. That I'm at like one health at this point, you idiot.
Oh, I didn't do that. That was all valid of my old immediate assistant. But if you think Paralyte is any more merciful than valid here, well, and Paralyte used to be an in. Infinite.
Doctor vomits across the floor and collapses, passed out.
Doctor? Oh, great.
Mayor Prattle shakes his head and says,
"Yes, Paralyte was an Infinite.
Now, can someone please get this man a coffee?"
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
It's getting juicy. That's juicy, Gus.
Gus, that's juicy.
Well, congratulations. You have found Dr. and Mayor Prattle and freed them. And you've got your first breadcrumb of what's going on in your search for Paralyte and the Infinite.
Oh, man, that was a lot of work for a breadcrumb.
We almost died twice.
And even better than a breadcrumb, you've all leveled up to level 2. If you want the whole slice, you're going to have to listen next week to find out what happens next.
Listen to how many hamsters I kill next week in this the show of the Tale of Stinky Dragon.
We'll start next week's episode with a eulogy to our dear friend the hamster who passed tragically. Yeah.